So let's review. Agmar began by continuing the discussion of Gazer Tumal Kli Zechuchis. The Rabban decreed the glassware can become Tomei, even though Minatar it does not become Tomei. Now, on the previous daf, the Gemara explained the reason as follows. Since it's made from sand, which is from the earth, the Rabban considered it to be like an earthenware vessel which can become Tomei. If so, the Gemara asks, El Meato Loi Litam Megabon. One of the rules of a Kli Cheres is mitoichoi v'loy megaboy. It only becomes tummy from the inside, but it does not become tummy if a tummy touches its outer surface. Now, if we compare glass to Cheres, the same should be true for glass. But we've learned the Mishnah, which implies that glass can, yes, become tummy if tummy touches its outer surface. And the Gemara answers, Kiven dechi nishtabru yeshlam takana shavinu kikli matris. Now, although glass is similar to Cheres, glass also has something in common with Kli Matris metal vessels. If you break a glass vessel, you can melt it and remake it again, as you can remake a metal vessel. Therefore, we give it some of the stringencies of metal in that it becomes tummy from the outside as well. If so, el me'ato yachzru l'tumos in yishon k'kli matris. If we give glass the stringencies of metal, then it should have another one of metal stringencies. If a tummy metal vessel is broken, then the pieces become tar. But if you melt it and remake it, it reverts back to its original tumma as before broke. Shall we say that the same holds true for a glass vessel? But we've learned in the Mishnah that if a tummy glass vessel is broken and then remade, it does not become tummy again. The Gemara answers, Tumas kli zchuchis d'rabbanon, but tumi yishana d'rabbanon. The fact that glass can become tummy at all is only by rabbinic decree, as is the rule that a metal vessel that is remade reverts back to its original tumma. The Rabban only established this second rule regarding tumma d'iraisa, but they did not impose this rule on a tumma which is itself only rabbinic. Therefore, glass that is remade does not get its old tumma back. The Gemara then gives a different answer to our original question of why glass can become tumme if its outside surface touches something tumme. Ravashi says, Hoil v'nira toiche kebar. Unlike cheres, glass is transparent, and therefore we do not treat its exterior any different than its interior. That's why if something tumme touches its outer surface, the glass vessel becomes tumme just like it would if something touched its interior. According to this answer, all the other questions asked before are avoided because we do not compare glass vessels to metal ones. This Gemara was part of a discussion about a Braisa and Daf Yudal, which listed some rabbinic decrees. The Gemara now discusses another decree mentioned in that Braisa, which is actually the decree we just mentioned. Gazar Tuma al Kli Matris, that if a tummy metal vessel is broken and then remade, the original tumma is restored. The Gemara explains that they decreed this, Mishum Geder Mechatis Naguba, in order to preserve the procedure of using the mixture of spring water and ashes of the paradum of the red heifer. The regular process of making metal vessels, tahar, when they touch a dead body, takes a week and involves sprinkling them with ashes of the paraduma. But people realize that if they just break their vessels by punching a hole in them and then repairing it, the vessel will become tahar right away. The Rabbanim were concerned that this was allowed to continue. People would never purify these vessels properly anymore. Therefore, they decreed that breaking your metal vessels does not make it tahar anymore, so that people would have to purify the kalim the proper way. Now, this reasoning suffices only for kalim that became tameh from a mess, which requires mechatas. However, most kalim become tameh from other tumas which do not require mechatas. Why does the decree apply to other types of tumah vessels? The Gemara gives two answers. Amar Abaye, gzeres shema lo yikveno b'chdei tarasa. He may make a hole that is not large enough to render the vessel unusable. He will think that his vessel became tar, when in reality it is still tameh. To avoid this problem, the Rabban said making a hole is not a permanent solution, because when you repair the vessel, it will revert back to its original tumah. The second answer is Rav Amar, Gzeres shema yirmu tevila bas yoyma oylola. They made this decree because of a mistake people were making. Now, people saw their friends using vessels on the day they purified them by breaking them, and they mistakenly assumed that their friends had purified them by using a mikvah, and the vessel may be used immediately after immersion. However, the halacha is that one must wait for Harav Shemesh until sunset. To avoid this confusion, the Rabbanan said that breaking a vessel does not help, because when you remake it, it will become tummy again. The Gemara next goes back to listing the 18 decrees, the Yud Ches Dab. We already listed 9 of them, and now the Gemara continues. Ve'idach Mahi, what is another of the 18 decrees? The Gemara quotes a Mishnah Mikvois. Hamaneach Kelim Tachas Atzinu L'Kalba Behen Megsham. A person puts Kelim under a pipe to collect rainwater. The Gemara explains the scenario as follows. She'nichem b'shas kishru ovim v'nespazru v'chazru v'neskashru. He placed the kelim under the pipe as the clouds were gathering and it looked like it will rain. However, it did not rain. The sky cleared up and he forgot about the bucket. Later, the clouds gathered again and it did rain into his bucket. This is the case of the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, when the sky cleared up and they forgot about collecting the rainwater, but l'machshavta, his intention to collect their water was nullified. Therefore, when it did end up raining, it's not considered as if he filled the bucket intentionally, and it's not considered mayim shuvim. According to Beis Shammai, since he never explicitly changed his mind, his original intention still stands. Therefore, when it rains, the bucket is considered to have been filled intentionally, and the water is now mayim shuvim. This is the 10th of the 18 decrees. The Gemara adds that according to Rabbi Yossi, this machlokes was not resolved, and therefore cannot be one of the 18 decrees. Rather, another halacha is the 10th decree. The Gemara quotes in Mishnah Masechtas Nida, "Benois kutim nidois me'arisasan." All of the girls from the people known as kutim are considered to be nidois, even when they are very young.